Hi, you entrepreneurs. Today we have a very exciting one. We have Ashley Tipton and Andrew Basaha. Ashley tells us a story of how she was bullied in high school. She's kind of just strived through, pushed through. She became Project Runway winner of season 14. And the simple thing she's going to tell you is just do it. Please tell your friends to subscribe and hopefully enjoy it.
Welcome to the Road to Growth, success of an entrepreneur.
We've raised the bar.
Learn firsthand from successful business owners and create your own path to success.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to hit the road to growth with real estate agent Vinny SD.
All right, we are here with Ashley Tipton and Andrew Basaha.
Very good.
Yay.
Oh, wow.
We'll take that one.
So, Ashley, I think probably most people probably know you from being the winner of Project Runway. I think it was
season 14. Okay. Yes.
Perfect. So tell us a little about your story. I know you gave us a little bit before we put on the podcast, yes. But tell us a little about your story.
I'm born and raised here in San Diego, California. I have always been interested in creating, and it wasn't until my grandmother taught me how to sew when I was 7 years old. And with that, she just taught me endless amounts of crafts and projects to always keep me distracted and being creative and dealing with being dyslexic at a young age. I always felt like something was wrong with me. Like, why do I have to be different? And being creative kind of helped me not necessarily accept, but deal with it and kind of be able to express myself in a different way than people are normally communicating, yeah, or expressing themselves. And with that, I just always became this like artsy person who loved to get their hands dirty on anything creative.
And you were telling me beforehand that you got bullied a little bit at a younger age. Do you think that played a factor into kind of pushing you even more so into being creative?
I never really looked at it that way. I know being bullied and then being dyslexic at the same time was just really, really hard to deal with at a young age, because you just felt like nothing was right and what is your purpose in life? I mean, there's a huge, like, being depressed in that session of, like, not feeling like I'm accepted into this world or there's something fit for me. But it wasn't until I was in high school that I really loved drawing and sketching clothing and sewing that I was like, maybe I can turn fashion into a career. But on the other side, I was thinking plus size people aren't welcome in this fashion industry. So what can I do to merge the two together? Like, when I was a senior in high school, I know in our senior book, they wanted us to make a quote that was gonna go underneath our senior picture, and my quote was, I want to be America's next plus size designer.
Oh wow.
And that was something that, like, I always kept with and just wanted to achieve. Like, I wanted to be that designer who filled in the gaps in the plus size industry, because I had worked in it for so long in retail and was a customer that wanted clothing in my size.
What was the response? Like, because everyone's signing your yearbook and they're seeing that quote right there.
Yeah.
Was it like, oh, you can do this? Or is it, okay, we'll see.
I think people believed that I could do it, because at that point I was really experimenting with sewing. I created a collection for my senior project, and I used all my friends as my models, and they weren't thin, you know. They were all different shapes and sizes, and I think that was kind of a proving point to people that I could do it.
Yeah.
You know, if I set my mind to it. I know I didn't have the resources, I didn't have all the knowledge, but I made it work.
How young were you, or how old were you, when you had the strength to actually wear your own clothes?
My designs?
Yeah.
I was 17.
Okay, so in high school.
So that was, I created a skirt for myself. I think that was the first time I was experimenting making clothing for myself. And it was really, really difficult. It was one of those things that I built a lot of fear of just trying to finish the skirt. I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. I don't think I have enough fabric. I don't think it's going to look clean. but I got it done. And that feeling of coming up with an idea, problem solving how to finish it, and then actually having the finished product was the best feeling ever. That was the feeling that I wanted to continue on in my career.
Yeah.
Is that rewarding feeling of you accomplish something that you set your mind to, and no matter how many fears you put around it, you were still able to conquer it or to finish it.
So from there, you leave high school, you graduate high school, and then community college? Just directly from there? Or?
Yeah, I went to community college here in San Diego for about 3 semesters, got the basics of what I wanted. Basically, I got the basic classes to let me know that this is really what I want to fully invest my degree on.
Yeah.
So after that, I decided to leave Mesa College because I didn't feel like their structure was the right structure for me, especially having a disability. I wanted to be in a classroom that was smaller. I wanted to be able to know that I could have a one-on-one with the teacher, not fighting over attention and things like that. So I really looked at colleges here in San Diego because I didn't want to relocate, and I found Fashion Career College, and that's where I spent the next 2 years.
And that's where you met Andrew.
That's where I met Andrew, my business manager now.
So it was somewhat of a good experience, I'm guessing, that place.
Oh, of course. I love that school. I mean, not just meeting Andrew, but just being in an environment where I'm surrounded by people who are just like me.
Yeah.
Who have the same passion, who want to turn this into a career. This isn't just something that they thought of one day. It's like we all have the same passion. We're all creative people. We can bounce ideas off of each other. We can help each other. And plus, the school was like a family of its own.
Yeah.
You know, it was somewhere where I was there when they opened the doors, and when they were, I was like the last person leaving. So it was just like, it was my space to be able to create and use the machines and resources there.
Yeah. And how, Andrew, how was Ashley as a student?
I didn't know her.
Oh, you didn't know her at all?
I taught the business kids.
Okay.
I didn't teach the design kids.
Okay.
I taught her, I think I came into her class and taught some critical thinking to her group. But other than that, I mean, I knew who she was.
Yeah.
But
no.
He didn't know the potential
right
that there was.
Yeah.
Like, we had other kids that were on Project Runway.
Yeah.
They didn't win.
Yeah.
But we were proud that they even got on it. When you thought about this small school with 60 kids in San Diego that's graduating really talented kids, that they had enough talent to get on that program. We were proud of that.
Yeah.
And then we were proud that Ashley got on the program, and then really proud that she won. So, unfortunately, at that time, the school had closed.
Oh, wow.
After 32 years, yeah.
So how many kids before Ashley have been on Project Runway?
I'd say 4.
4?
Uh-huh.
So you kind of knew the structure of it. Were you able to help, like, apply for it or anything like that?
No. He didn't know that I was applying for the show until...
You were on it, or you got picked to be on it.
I think the cast was announced, mm-hmm. and everybody was posting on social media that I was casted on the show. The show was not airing at that time when he contacted me. I think he contacted me right as I was leaving to come back home to finish filming the show, basically.
Yeah.
So he caught me right at midpoint, and...
For people that don't know, how did you even apply for it? Like, how did it even work?
I believe the way that Project Runway got my information was that when Project Runway is casting for the show, they contact fashion schools first. And the fashion schools recommend students that they think have potential to be on the show. Mm. So I remember... one of the faculty members asking me if I would be interested because they think I would be a great fit for the show. But at that time, I had just graduated college and I was starting my business for the first time, not even 21 yet. And so I had to make the decision, do I start my business or do I go on a TV show? And I chose to start my business first so that I can get more behind my belt before I jumped onto something that I had no clue about. And from there, I think it was 2 years later, they contacted me And Project Runway emailed me just a basic email that they'll send to everybody saying audition or applications are open. You can submit your application now. And I remember like reading the grand prize and I was like, this is way out of my league. I don't think I could ever do this. And just all the information that they were asking for, once again, I put fear on everything. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to get this done. And my family and my friends really helped me make that happen.
Back then, though, I can remember getting like the letter about the date in LA they would have the tryouts. And we, as the owners of the college, would sit down and go, who should we send, in a sense? Because they needed a portfolio or they needed work done. And she wasn't in the radar.
Oh, wow.
And I think a lot of that had to do with her size. Like, this was the first time Project Runway had a plus-size designer.
Yeah.
That created a plus-size line of clothing. So there was this stigmatism to her community, even back then. So she broke those barriers.
I mean, even at the college that I went to with you, my senior year being there, you have to create a collection. I think it's 6 looks. And I was one of the first students who ever created a plus size collection. Like, oh, I had to go to multiple professors to ask them if they would allow me to do this, because they had never allowed anyone else. And I said, in our workspace, we have a plus size mannequin. I don't know what other resources I would need besides the knowledge to do it, but I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
Because I already had 1 year of design school on my belt and things like that. And they were just like, you're going to have to take that extra time to learn how to size, how to grade, things like that. There was some negativity towards it, like, you're not going to be able to do it. But it was more of like, if you tell me you don't think I'm going to do it, that's the best thing you can do for me, because I'm going to prove you wrong that I can do it.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. I created a plus size line there, and that was the same line that I took with me to the auditions.
But when you think about it, that she won Project Runway, creating a plus size line of clothing was harder, because you're not taught to create for a plus size. You're taught to create on that dress form.
Yeah.
On a
not
size
that
6
dress form.
Yeah.
So it was more challenging.
I remember walking into the audition after I already submitted my application, my audition tape. So they called me back for a live audition. And I remember walking into the audition room before I was in front of the judges, and I saw one of my classmates.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, where's your models? Because you were allowed to bring 3 models to wear garments. And I said, they're in the hallway. Like, I brought plus size models. He was like, you brought plus size models? Like, it's straight size that you're going to have to create on the show. Are you think you're capable of doing that? I'm like, we both went to the same school. We learned everything that we're supposed to learn. If anything, it's harder to design plus size than it is straight sizes. Mm. So if anything, I have an advantage because I can create for larger sizes. So just hearing that comment of this person saying, like, are you sure you're going to be able to do this? And then I ended up being on the show, and that person didn't get on the show. But it was just like, don't underestimate me because I design for plus size women.
Yeah. Why do you think there was such a stigma? Maybe there's still...
It still is. I think because people have this negative perception about plus size people. You know, they give us such negative comments about our weight, how we live an unhealthy lifestyle, how we're promoting an unhealthy lifestyle, just that we're lazy, ugly, this and that. And I'm tired of that.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of the way that I feel every day when I wake up in the morning, not feeling like I'm worthy. And just thinking about how many other people there is out there who's feeling the same way when they wake up, I wanted to be able to help them change the way they're thinking.
Yeah.
And when the whole opportunity of Project Runway came about, I knew that if I was to get on the show and if I made it all the way to the end, that I was going to create a plus size collection for my finale show before they announced they decided on that collection, who would win the show. And so And I had even told, like, the judges when I was going through the audition process, like, if you cast me on this show, you're going to get a wider range of viewers. Because this would be the first time that you're allowing a plus-size designer to come onto the show and represent, like, especially at my age, being 22 and just being young and youthful, and you don't find youthful plus-size clothing. It's always set for an older age group. And at that time, we were in the much needs of more plus-size companies extending their sizes.
What was her feedback when you told them that, when you're kind of like trying to sell them the idea?
They just give you that face, like, yeah, they may be interested, but they can't really say anything to you. Still to this day, I don't know what their thinking process was for casting this show. You know, you go through all the casting process, they make you see a psychologist and all this stuff, and they tell you one thing, but you're just a guinea pig on this show. You really have nothing. So I felt like when I got on this show, the storyline was I'm a plus-size designer.
Yeah.
Someone who hasn't felt accepted and wanted to make space for people in this industry.
So you get on the show and you're having success. Did you actually think that you could win it? Or was it... Okay, you didn't.
I mean... When I got on the show, I cried the first episode. I mean, I cry every episode, but in the first episode, I cried because I was so scared to go home. Yeah. I just wanted to make it past the first episode.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be that designer who went home first, and I ended up winning the first episode. And then just being on the top and sometimes at the bottom when I was super insecure about myself and my designs. And it wasn't until... I got to, right before the finale. So they were choosing, I don't know if you've ever watched Project Runway or anything like that, but you go through 12 challenges.
Yeah.
Each challenge, someone gets eliminated. And once you get to the last challenge, the judges determine who's going to Fashion Week to compete to who wins the show.
Mm.
So at that point when they announced me to go into Fashion Week, I was like, that's it. Like, everything has to go in this collection. Like, everything. Like, I'm going to tell them that I'm going to do a plus size collection. Because throughout the whole show, I created for straight sizes the whole entire time. And when they told me that I was going to Fashion Week, I said, I hope you give me this opportunity to show you what it is that I know how to do. And that's to create a plus size line. And that's what I did. And they're like, yeah, we'll give you the resources, we'll give you the help, whatever it is that you need to make this collection, we'll support you. And that was the first time they've ever have changed the rules for anybody.
Was that the first time that you actually felt that you could win it?
Yes, because I felt like I had an advantage because I was doing something that felt authentic to me, that nobody else was thinking about. A certain type of customer. I mean, everyone has their own niche.
Yeah.
But plus size at that time isn't where it is now.
Well, are you right-handed?
Yes.
So the whole time you're basically doing everything left-handed, and now you're like, okay, they allow me to use my right hand.
It's on.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to the producers because basically they filmed the show for 6 weeks. You do 12 challenges in 6 weeks. It's very intense. Then you go home for 6 weeks to create the collection. They give you $9,000. They're like, here you go, create the collection. You'll be back here in New York to present it at New York Fashion Week. And I remember the producers constantly calling me to check up on me to make sure the collection was being made and that the host, Tim Gunn, was going to be coming to my house to check on the progress. And I just remember the producers telling me, the other contestants are very intimidated and are very upset that we allowed you to create a plus size line.
Oh, wow.
And that to me, just like, it felt good to hear that. Cause I'm like, for once, I'm not intimidated.
Yeah.
For once, someone is intimidated by me and my power and like my creativity. So with that, it just made me like, okay, Ashley, stay focused. Like, you got this. Don't doubt your progress. Don't doubt what you're designing. Like, you may not visually see it right now, but you got to believe in yourself to be able to finish this. And then Tim Gunn comes to the house and critiques my work and tells me how it looks like grandma like, it looks like older women clothing, and don't make it frumpy, and don't make it like this. And he just really brought down the collection that I was like, stay true to yourself, Ashley. Like, this, he's meant to throw you off. Like, just do what you have to do. And so, I mean, being on that show has taught me a lot about myself as a designer, the creative process, how I work under pressure, how I work with intimidation, how I work with other people's feedbacks, because it's a game at the end of the day, and you're stuck with these people for six weeks that you want to be friends with everybody, but not everyone's gonna like you. So I think it was a huge wake-up call for like 12 weeks of my life.
So you and Andrew got reconnected, right, at the beginning of Project Runway?
No, after I filmed Project Runway before it was aired.
Okay, before it was aired. And so during that time when you're kind of reassessing everything, getting ready for Project Runway, how much of a bond were you two able to kind of come together, or what kind of advice for anything like that were you able to
bring? Not really.
He didn't have any advice on what I was creating. It was more of like, okay, Ashley, you're on this show. We don't know what's going to happen with after it airs. We don't know how people are going to accept this, but we just know that this is going to be huge.
Yeah.
Because...
not her clothing huge.
No.
But the consciousness around being fat.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I was watching this, and at the same time I was doing work in education, and I would go into schools and talking to people, and they were really relating to her from the point of view of the community that's underserved. So if you were gay, you were relating to her. If you were black, you were relating to her. So there was this whole consciousness around, wow, this is somebody who's been bullied and put down, and she's winning.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, there's something here that we can make a difference around. And that's what excited me about the opportunity. It was not the clothing as much as Ashley becoming a spokesperson for a movement.
Yeah, it was how to gauge all this that was about to happen to me, and never experiencing it, never knowing what was going to happen. I remember when I would tell my family and friends that I was going to be on Project Runway, they're like, how are you going to deal with all the negativity?
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean? Like, my mind's not even there. My mind's about, how am I gonna like compete on this show? Like, I need to make sure that I refresh my memory on how to do everything, like all these techniques, so that when I'm on the show, I don't just like forget everything. And I didn't realize until after I got off the show that I was like, wow, I don't think I realize how much of an impact I'm going to make on the world right now just by being on this show.
How,
in a good and bad way.
Yeah. And how was, because as the show's progressing and you're building that movement, you're getting more and more pressure on your shoulders.
Well, so, she didn't know that. Because the show's being filmed.
Yeah, I mean,
she's not, but she doesn't know what's going on.
But
in
that break between the final right there, like, that had to be some kind of like reassessment that was just...
Yeah, it was really hard to stay focused. Let me see. How do I like build this timeline for you? So from, we got on the show in June, we were allowed to leave after filming by mid-July. A week before we were going to leave to go home to create our line, the cast was announced. So people knew that I was on the show.
Yeah.
The show didn't physically air until August. So that gave me about 3 weeks to prepare for what was about to happen. Because once people saw the first episode, they were already going to be hooked and know what was going to be going on. Yeah. People just knew I was a designer who was on there. No one knew my story yet. Yeah. So I think from the first episode, that's when people started building their favorites. Mm. And it was really hard to stay in the now, like stay focused on the collection because I was home for 6 weeks, but also trying to enjoy what was going on.
Yeah.
And like what was going on social media, what people were saying. I mean, I was getting interviewed here and there, going on TV shows, going on the news station. I mean, I remember my mom yelling at me and saying, you can't have another preview party, Ashley, because you need to finish your collection.
Oh, wow.
Because every week, everybody wanted to celebrate around town, like hosting premiere show, like every week.
The night it premiered.
Yeah, the night that it premiered. And so my mom's like, you need to get focused. Like, you can't be doing this. And so it was just interesting to see how the show aired and how it was still being filmed. And some people knew that I made it already to the finale because they could see how I was so busy still.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just crazy.
So you win Project Runway.
Uh-huh.
And now you're leading this movement.
Yeah.
So well, but she didn't know or want to be leading a movement. The movement was, she inherited it by winning.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And even so, like, some people don't want this mantle of of this, but whatever.
She didn't understand what that meant, but I did.
Yeah. So you were kind of more unaware of it, and now it's like kind of.
People are like, why'd you sign up for Project Runway if this isn't what you wanted? I was like, what I saw was that grand prize.
Yeah. Right. She wanted to create clothing.
I wanted to create clothing. I didn't know that I would be this image that everybody wanted to know, everybody wanted to be involved with. I didn't know how having notoriety could help you through social media and get jobs and being a brand ambassador or an influencer. I didn't know any of that stuff.
Do you ever get to the point where you have so many people looking at you as this figurehead or as this person where you're just like, I want to go to an island and just get away?
Yeah, I mean, that was in the beginning. That's what caused a lot of depression.
Yeah.
But see, her people looking at her, to her, was never about notoriety. People always looked at her because she was fat.
Yeah.
So now she can't discern whether they're looking at her because she's fat or because she was on a program.
Yeah. Mm.
But it didn't matter to her.
Yeah.
It all registered as I'm fat.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So then it's like, so more depression.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't leave my house.
Right.
I mean, we work upstairs. I live downstairs. I wouldn't want to go out in public.
I'm looking at this like, where's the joy?
Yeah.
There
was like, I'm full of joy.
Yeah.
And then it dawned on me, I think she's depressed.
Wow.
And she, PTSD too, going through that.
Yeah.
Is that something you still deal with consistently? Daily, or have you? Is that something you've kind of worked on?
And... I've worked on it.
Hang on. If they ask you to be on All Stars, would you?
I always say this: if the money was right.
Okay, good. So you've shifted there.
Yeah. The reason why I would take it is because I already know what the storyline is. I know how the show has worked. I know that it's a lot of pressure, and I know what I need to do to prepare myself.
Yeah.
I definitely have grown as a person. So that I can take people's bullshit. Because before, I was just a super sensitive person that took in every word that someone said to me. Not that I don't do that today, but at least I know how to narrow it down and what to allow it to affect me or not. But the amount of work that I put on that show and how much I kind of just up and left. Like, I had to close down my business. I had to pack all my stuff up and... pay bills, and I mean, I was in so much debt by the time I came back home because I had no money, I had no income, that if I was to commit my life to this program again, it would have to pay me in the long run.
Yeah.
I mean, I spent thousands of dollars on therapy. I mean, there was a point where I was going to therapy 3 times a week.
Wow.
For the PTSD that I was dealing with. Like, I don't think people understand how it can affect people in different ways. Like, I would wake up out of my sleep feeling like they're filming me still. Like, in my mind, I'm asleep and I'm dreaming of them filming me while I'm in bed. And then I just feel myself get up out of bed and I'm literally at the edge of my bed and I open my eyes and nothing is there.
Wow.
And, like, I didn't know what that was. I didn't even know that I had PTSD until, like, I went and saw a therapist and told her what I was what I was experiencing, and just like how certain things can make my anxiety more.
So I know there's a lot of adversity, a lot of hurdles you've kind of overcome.
Uh-huh.
What are some of like the big ones that, because you've been able to fight through this and it seems like you're still fighting through all this right here. What's that reasoning behind it? just because,
like, I mean, I love designing, I love sewing, I love creating, I love making women happy. Knowing how they feel and knowing how it is to live in a plus size body, there's so much fear that we build up around certain things in our lives, or we have settled for less for so long that we don't value ourselves as human beings. And so I really wanted to change that. And if it wasn't for Andrew teaching me that there's so much, like, I'm worth so much more than I ever thought that I was, that I want to be able to tell other women or plus size people or just people in general who've never felt accepted, that always feel like something's wrong with them.
Yeah.
And that program brought out the worst and the best in her.
Yeah.
And when you oscillate between feeling horrible about yourself and feeling good about yourself, that program did that over and over again, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you leave there, when she left there, she mostly took
the negativity,
the pain that she went through.
Like, so it was hard to enjoy
yeah.
all the amazing opportunities that I was given after
yeah.
the show.
Yeah. And if you watch the show, they were brilliant. And I think they picked up like midway through the whole bullying thing and then started to play on it.
Like a storyline.
Like a storyline, yeah. Which then meant she was the victim in the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so how's this victim going to overcome all this bullying? Oh my God, the victim won.
Yeah.
Well, which we cheered,
yeah,
you know, but she wasn't cheering.
No.
Yeah.
What, if you could look at that person before the show, maybe even that little kid,
yeah.
What, or even someone else that maybe is trying to get onto a reality show or getting to sewing, what kind of advice would you give, like, those different individuals? Like,
just do it. Like, just I put everything on the line, and to see what the end result happened. Like, I mean, none of us would have ever imagined it happening. Mm. But that was the risk that I took. Like, I can't believe how much ambition I had to even fill out the application, to even go to Los Angeles and go to the audition, to even go through all the hoops and everything that Project Runway made me do to make sure that I was serious about going on the show. I mean, Project Runway wasn't the only TV show that I applied to. There was multiple other shows that I have applied to, and I never made it past the second round of auditions. Oh. And Project Runway was that was the first time I ever applied for that show, and it was basically my last chance. I was like, if I don't get on the show, I don't think I'm going to apply for any other show. Like, it was that point of my life where, do I continue designing? Because I live in my sister's house. I'm working in her garage to produce my clothing for my website. I work two retail jobs. Like, how much longer do I see myself doing this until I get my break? Until somebody notices my work, or I do something to get my clothing in stores where it's actually making a living for me.
Yeah.
And not just a hobby, because I do want to turn this into a career.
You know, I was thinking about her yearbook and how she wanted to be the next great plus-size designer. And when you think about it, it's really sad because there was never the plus-size designer for her to be the next.
Yeah.
She was the next.
Yeah.
The first.
The mm-hmm. first, yeah.
Yeah.
And now she's building basically a platform to allow that
right.
next to come through.
Right, yeah.
You know, or...
Which they did, like, even the next season of Project Runway.
Oh, yeah. So after... was it after my season, I think? Or two seasons after me? Or maybe the season after me, I'm not sure. They allowed plus-size models into the show.
Yeah.
So they were no longer designing for straight sizes. Or they still had straight sizes, but they wanted more everyday size of women. So they had short, tall, curvy, thin... whatever, they changed their models setting and everything. And I think me being on that show and them seeing the viewers and the response and how it just opened up this new lane of viewers for them to allow plus size models to be on the show.
What's next for the Ashley Tipton brand? What's next for this?
every day. I mean, we've done so much, and I think over the past 4 years that we've worked with each other, it's a learning experience that we're going through together. But regardless, we always have the same vision of what it is that we want this company to be. And yes, it's the clothing line we still want to create. We still want to design, make women happy. But we also want to help other people with self-acceptance. Mm. And the process that we have of thinking about ourselves and how... I mean, when I was depressed, I would always look up to Andrew and be like, how are you so happy in your life? Like, I want to be like you. Like, stress-free, like, so positive, outgoing. And that's when I started learning about self-acceptance and the creative thinking. And, yeah, we spent a lot of time on that.
You, after Project Runway, we had 2 years of a JCPenney contract.
Yeah.
That was fulfilled with her under PTSD.
Yeah.
So even those 2 years were a blur.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was really sad and depressed. And
I had gained a lot of weight. Yeah. And
it was a tough 2 years. Well, you would think, wow, JCPenney, she's in all those stores. And all of it didn't bring joy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was interesting for me to watch.
And... well, what's something that brings you joy these days? Like, I know the idea.
Mostly everything.
Yeah,
okay, mostly everything now. Okay.
Everything brings joy to me. What wasn't bringing joy was the negative thinking that I had about myself and the fear I had about myself being at 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Not being able to fly comfortably built a lot of fears. Not being able to walk a flight of stairs created fear. Not being able to have my makeup done the way that I want, my hair done the way, like, I picked at myself so much that I had to be perfect, but I just was never, everything could be perfect, but I just was never happy.
When were you at 400 pounds? Like, after the show?
A year after the show. Okay. I had gained a lot more weight. Yeah. I mean, I was already maybe 350.
Yeah.
Being on the show and then being after the show just led me to just gaining a lot more weight. And I had even hired a personal trainer and tried to work out more because I used to be an athlete. And I remember being able to do all these things that made me happy. And then waking up every morning and just wanting to go back to sleep just wasn't. Like, it wasn't fulfilling for me. Like, I would come up here, work Monday through Friday, and then the weekends came, and all I did was, like, drown myself into going back to sleep and, like, never feeling like I got enough sleep. And so I knew, we both knew something was wrong and that I needed to really talk about what it is that's bothering me and see a therapist. And within 2 months of seeing a therapist, I realized that I wanted my life back.
Yeah.
Whatever that looked like.
Yeah. Whatever that looked like.
Because you didn't want your old life back.
No.
No.
But it made me realize that I had everything that I ever wanted.
Yeah.
But there was that one thing missing, and that was my health. And
well, you've lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've lost about 150 pounds since 2017 or 16.
But even the backlash she got because she wanted to become healthy was astounding, and PTSD.
Oh, wow.
All over again.
Because the people that thought that she was a figurehead didn't, like,
It was like, whoa, this is pretty shocking.
It's very political.
Yeah.
The plus size industry is very, very political, even in the fashion industry. And people just really felt like they owned me and that they just lost another plus size celebrity to weight loss. Like, what did Hollywood do to you to make you think that you need to lose weight? And it took me, or I mean, it's still to this day, people have their own opinions about why I did the surgery, but, or why I had weight loss surgery. And I just had to realize that it doesn't I don't owe it to anybody to explain what it is that I did. I don't.
Are you at your health goal now?
Yes.
Okay.
So when I decided to look into weight loss surgery and find out what's the best choices for me, because I was never, I was always against having weight loss surgery just because of how much the plus size industry hates it. And I was like, I want to do it on my own. Like, I know I could do it. And there, I had run so much blood work that my body was not capable, or my metabolism was not capable of losing the weight that I wanted to on my own.
Yeah.
And so then I went and saw more doctors and talked to my therapist about all of this. And we found the perfect doctor to talk to just to get more information on weight loss surgery. I mean, me and him went back and forth, and I just remember him telling me, like, you know, the train has left the station. Like, yeah. You already made this decision for yourself. So it's all about just committing to it. Because once you commit, you're on this.
And dealing with it. And the backlash from it. And like those 2 years, I think about the JCPenney's 2 years. And we decided that we were just going to focus on her health.
Yeah.
And forget about the business. Forget about her first collection. Forget about the line. Forget about everything. You just need to get healthy.
Yeah.
Because nothing's going to happen.
No, this business is going to go down to the ground if I don't do something.
If she doesn't do something.
Yeah. I wasn't at that. I lost basically 50 pounds over a year and a half. Mm. And it was one of those things. I was in good shape. Like you're talking about, like an athlete. Yeah. And next thing you know, you're putting on weight.
You let yourself go.
Yeah. You let yourself go because you're focusing on what you're trying to focus on. And the next thing you know, it's like I went to the doctors and I was like, no, I think that's off. And they're like, no, that's correct. And I was like, oh, fair enough. All right. And then you start like,
reality
kicks. Yeah, and then So no, it's, I totally understand.
And now it's just finding the balance of continuing what you've created in your life and your health and everything else that you have going on. Because I know how easy it is to forget about your health and focus on your work, and then later on it bites you back in the ass and you wonder why you don't feel 100% like you once did.
Have that balance.
Yeah.
So if, and this is definitely one of the longer so there's a lot of really, hopefully everyone listening right now has got some great information. So if people are listening right now and they want to maybe buy some of your clothing, get them part of, I know it's not your really fully movement, but get involved or whatever they can do to help out or anything like that. What's the best way or best platform to follow you? Or
AshleyNellTipton.com is my website that tells my story, that has all social media sites. I'm a fashion designer, but I also teach sewing classes here in my studio in San Diego.
Okay.
We also do live streaming on Twitch. And we're hoping to use that platform soon in the next couple of weeks to introduce people to self-acceptance and the creative, like just our thinking and changing our thinking process about ourselves. We're just hoping to speak more and more about it. I've just wanted to learn as much as I can and help myself improve before we introduce this to everyone else.
Again, hopefully you guys got some great information. Thank you again, Ashley and Andrew, for telling the story.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Please subscribe, please listen, and tell your friends.
Thank you for listening to The Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur. Please like, subscribe, and stay connected. Visit www.vinnysd.com.
Yeah, I created a website.
Hope to see you again next week. Team Vinny SD, signing off.